We are in the days leading up to the Passover, just as Jesus was, as he is in Jerusalem, preparing for the great feast. In that first Passover in Egypt, God saved his people by the blood of the Lamb. And in the years and centuries afterward, when the Jews would celebrate the Passover, and the head of the household would lead the family in prayer, he would remember and recount the Passover, not in the past tense, but in the present tense. He would say, hundreds of years later, he would say, "Today the Lord rescues us. Today the Lord our God is saving us and brings us out of Egypt." They even ate the meal with staff in hand. They even prepared themselves to be on a journey, leaving slavery. The sense in the Jewish mindset of remembering is not just, I have a mental image, like watching a movie. When Jews remember, they're allowing the work of God to actually put them in the present glory of what he's doing. Past, present, and future all come together in this moment of sacred remembering, where God is saving us, not back then, but today. For us as Catholics, we need to recover a deep sense of this in how we celebrate the liturgy. We're coming up and celebrating Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, Easter Sunday. And when we celebrate these and remember what Christ has done for us, it's not just like a mental image of watching a movie. Oh, Jesus did that. Let's just like do some songs and say some prayers. No, it's actually the Holy Spirit mystically making salvation history one in us today. When we talk about remembering, the word in the New Testament for this and the word the Catechism uses is from the Greek called anamnesis. It's this mystical making present of our salvation. For the Jews in the Passover and their feasts, they use the word zakar. It's a particular kind of commemoration and memory where the works of God saving us are in the present. We are actually at the cross every Mass. We are actually at the Last Supper every Mass. We are actually in front of the empty tomb every Mass. We're actually meeting Jesus on the road as he's resurrected, meeting his disciples at every Mass. We're at the Ascension, where Christ commissions us to go forth and proclaim the good news at every Mass. We're at Pentecost, every Mass, as the Holy Spirit comes down upon the altar and upon God's people. Every Mass, we're put into contact with the saving works of God. And Jesus truly is with us, and speaks to us, and comes into us, and is the one who remains with us as he sends us out on mission. That's the kind of remembering we do here. That's the kind of recollection and celebration and commemoration of Jesus' disciples. As we prepare for Holy Week, let's keep this really deep in our hearts. And let's remember that we are truly present at the cross, at the tomb, at the resurrection, at the ascension, as we celebrate these holy days together.